Good evening. Here is the news, read by Hortensia Gam. First, the main points. Government's strategy to protect children as well as measures to provide leisure activities for them during this long holiday period were at the center of discussions at the cabinet meeting for the month of May today. Plus, increased heat waves and abundant precipitations have been forecast in the southern parts of the country in the next 3 days. In sports, cyclists taking part in the 20th Cameroon Cycling Tour have been called upon to show a spirit of fair play throughout the race. Those were our top stories, and now the news in detail. Prime Minister, head of government, has enjoined cabinet members charged with the social protection of children to ensure that all instruments put in place by government are functioning at an optimal level as children across the country embark on the third term holiday. Chief Dr. Joseph John Gute made the call in Yaoundé today while chairing the cabinet meeting for the month of May. In the meantime, members of the ongoing organizing committee of the first ever African Social and Solidarity Forum taking place in Yaoundé have expressed their gratitude to Cameroon for hosting the event. They conveyed their gratitude during a meeting with the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph John Gute, in Yaoundé today. Star Building correspondent Christian Che Atam reports.
The members of the Scientific Committee of the Pioneer African Forum on the Social and Solidarity Economy were led to the Star Building by the Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Achille Basile Kentroy. They told the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, that they came to convey their thanks to the government and people of Cameroon for hosting the first ever African Forum on the Social and Solidarity Economy. The members of the Organizing Committee of FORAES 2024 said the event has opened the way for the development of the Social and Solidarity Economy, which is fully aligned to the African manière de faire. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, commended members of the Scientific Committee, as well as those of the Organizing Committee of FORAES 2024, for pushing the social economy to the top of the agenda, while reassuring members of the Scientific Committee of FORAES that the government remains attentive to all initiatives which promote development. The PM expressed the hope that the resolutions of the Yaoundé Forum will produce positive results for all. Christian Che Atam, CRTV, The Star Building.
Erected in memory of personnel of the Military Engineering Corps who died in the line of duty has been inaugurated. This was during a burial ceremony of material relics of the fallen heroes at the new command post of the Corps, chaired by the director of that unit, Colonel Jackson Kamgen. The military ritual, instructed by the President of the Republic, is the first of its kind in Cameroon. Political Desk editor Albert GM Bonde reports.
In memory of the fallen sappers who died in the line of duty while defending fatherland Cameroon, a box containing their material relics, cloth with the national flag, is brought into the new command post of the Military Engineering Corps by a guard of honor. Senior military officers, retired and active sappers, and relatives of the deceased watch on.
Adjutant Chef Sako Ignatius. I've worked with the Military Engineering Corps for 35 years. Now I'm retired. My impressions are so good. And this made me to even shed my tears to our fallen brothers. I can say my brother, Chi Azaya, who was so dear to me.
Then the national anthem of the country for which they decided to pay the ultimate sacrifice. The The memorial, which is 8 meters tall, has a grotto in which the material relics are buried in the presence of a military chaplain and an imam. On the inner walls of the monument are the names of the fallen soldiers, the outer walls depicting soldiers neutralizing explosive devices with some of the sappers holding their engineering tools. The personalities present, including the Lamido of Garua, take turns to meditate and contemplate before their memory. This is the first memorial monument of its kind nationwide. Colonel Jackson Kamgen, Director of the Military Engineering Corps.
This memorial is realized upon high instruction of Head of State, Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, who have decided to honor those who died in the line of action. The relics is composed of some belongings of those who died in the line of action for our fatherland, Cameroon.
The memorial is open to both the military and civilian population.
Albert GM Bonde in that report. The Jongdong District Health Service in Mayo Danai Division of the Far North, rehabilitated and equipped by the Circle of Friends of Cameroon, will be handed over tomorrow. This will be during a ceremony presided at by the Vice President, CERAC Delegate for the Far North, Mrs. Fadimatu Kavai, on behalf of the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, Founding President of CERAC. The ceremony, scheduled to begin at 10 a.m., will also feature the donation of gifts to rural women and youths of Vina Subdivision. In health, Yaoundé inhabitants have been schooled on the dangers of consuming tobacco and its related products. This is at a sensitization activity organized by the Yaoundé Central Hospital in the build-up to World No Tobacco Day. World No Tobacco Day will be observed tomorrow under the theme Protecting Children from Tobacco Industry Interference. A Bamenda-based NGO that is keen on ensuring all children go to school has constructed and handed over 6 new classrooms and benches to St. Paul's Nursery and Primary School, Kwen. The donation from the NGO known as Strategic Humanitarian Services, SHUMAS, according to the beneficiaries, will make teaching and learning comfortable in the school that was overcrowded. Mabel Menkemdi Saakem has the details from CRTV Northwest.
It's a clear example of the saying, from grass to grace. Pupils of St. Paul's Nursery and Primary School Nkwen would now have to sit and learn in a befitting environment instead of this hall partitioned to accommodate the different classes for over 3 years now. The donor, the non-governmental organization SHUMAS, according to the director, Stephen Zerem, is moved by its zeal to promote education in the crisis-hit Northwest.
Education is very critical to any nation and to any child. I'm surprised with the quality of education that is coming, springing out from here, irrespective of where they were studying. And I think the iDiocese here did a lot in creating more schools, and we decided to accompany them.
St. Paul's Nursery and Primary School hosts over 300 pupils. Come 2024-2025 academic year, they will study in conducive classrooms.
We're able now to say we have a structure that will accommodate the children and help them in their education for many, many years to come. Because this is actually a solid structure that will stand for years to come.
The entire building consists of 9 classrooms. SHUMAS constructed 6 and equipped them, while the PTA of the school and the Bamenda Archdiocese in general added 3. Mabel Menkemdis Akem, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Increased heat waves and abundant precipitations, accompanied by extreme weather events, will characterize the next 3 mornings in the southern part of the country. The announcement has been made by the National Observatory on Climate Change during the presentation of the seasonal weather forecast bulletin. The 2024 session of Brevet de Technicien Supérieur BTS will unfold from the 10th to the 15th of June 2024, and the Higher National Diploma from June 18 to 23. In a press release issued by the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famendongo, candidates are invited to consult the final list and timetables per specialities in the examination centers. Elsewhere, stakeholders of the internet ecosystem in Cameroon are building their capacities on the understanding and security of the domain name system, DNS. This is at the fourth edition of the National DNS Forum that is underway in Douala, organized by the National Agency for Information and Communication Technologies, ANTIC. Cynthia Etim reports from CRTV Littoral.
The DNS is a universal directory of the internet which facilitates the navigation of the web and ensures stability of the internet. When the servers of this invisible yet essential system are poorly deployed and configured, it consequently perturbs access to online content and services. To redress this situation, therefore, the National Agency for Information and Communication Technologies, ANTIC, and its partner organized this five-day national forum in Douala. Professor Ebot Ebot Enor is Director General of ANTIC.
We live in an information era where the internet has emerged as a key enabler of socioeconomic development. However, this transformation, disruptive transformation, won't be possible without the DNS.
Yazid Akano, an expert in the domain of the coordination and supply of internet protocol addresses, shares the right practices with participants.
We also help them to understand the difference between just running services and running optimized services, bringing more business. You need to follow the best practices.
Claude Ambomo is a participant.
Many problems in accessibility of some website in .cm and other site in Cameroon network. So the direct output of this seminar is the result solution of many problems of internet connection in Cameroon.
The National DNS Forum, in its fourth edition, is intended to improve the digital development of Cameroon. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
You are listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. The 52 cyclists to take part in the 20th edition of the Cameroon International Cycling Tour have been called upon to show the spirit of good sportsmanship during the race. The Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Professor Narcisse Muele Kombi, was speaking at the Marwa Grandstand this evening while opening the race. Before we part company, here is a recap of our top stories. Government's strategy to protect children as well as measures to provide leisure activities for them during this long holiday period were at the center of discussions at the cabinet meeting for the month of May today. Increased heat waves and abundant precipitations have been forecast in the southern parts of the country in the next 3 days. In sports, cyclists taking part in the 20th Cameroon Cycling Tour have been called upon to show a spirit of fair play throughout the race. And that does it for the 10 p.m. news presented by Hortensia Ngam.